Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd Today. Here's
Brad Shepherd.
Thank you very much. It is great to have you with us. And from the four corners of the Pioneer Valley, Western Massachusetts, you are on the air. Hello, American International College. AIC and The Base are proud to announce a new partnership designed to create opportunities for urban student-athletes to access higher education. This collaboration between AIC and The Base is rooted in a shared mission to provide programs for underserved populations with a specific focus on career and higher education opportunities. So this event is a part of The Base's annual National Urban Sports Classic and attracted hundreds of young participants from cities nationwide. Participants in The Base College Access Program will be granted scholarships to cover housing costs at AIC, and they'll also receive the equivalent of the cost of a traditional-style residence hall and an unlimited meal plan. Additionally, AIC will extend merit and need-based financial assistance to eligible Base alumni. Dakin Humane Society has taken over 40 cats and kittens into its care. The felines are being medically and in some cases behaviorally evaluated, with several newborn kittens and mothers being placed in foster homes. Many are available for adoption, with more becoming available in the days and weeks ahead. On Tuesday, August 1, the organization traveled to a one-bedroom apartment in Berkshire County that contained more than 80 cats, and brought several felines back to provide care and place for adoption. So, on August 5, the Saturday which followed, Dakin assisted a Hampden County Animal Control team with the intake of over 30 cats and kittens, several of them Siamese and Ragdoll breeds, and returned with 21 cats to treat and make available for adoption at Dakin. The cats and kittens will be spayed or neutered prior to being made available for adoption. Now, this next matter I'd like to present exactly as it's been communicated by the family. Prime Steakhouse is the embodiment of a vision of three siblings, Todd, Deborah, and Richard Daviau, and it is with heavy hearts that Todd and Deborah announced that their brother and partner, Richard Daviau, was tragically killed while riding his motorcycle in Florida. This was Friday, August 4, by a driver under the influence. Richard was a man who lived and loved life passionately, a husband, son, father, and friend, who lit up any room he entered. And he was our little brother, and his death will forever leave a hole in our hearts. Prime Steakhouse will passionately honor his vision for our business. It will remain part of our brand and logo as certainly as Richard will remain part of us. Rich Daviau previously owned Damn Yankees Barbecue in South Deerfield, but he had to close the business as he recovered from a lengthy and nearly fatal battle with COVID. He spent nearly 3 months at Bay State Medical in 2020 fighting the virus. Friends of Rich have created a GoFundMe to help provide for his wife and family. The organizers have raised $1,200 of their $7,000 goal. Rich Daviau loved motorcycles as much as food, and his friends and family said in social media posts, he was a member of the Palmer chapter of the Latin American Motorcycle Association. The group put out a video on Facebook for Rich with a simple caption, R.I.P. Brother. The Daviau family has not publicly released funeral arrangements. Gas prices in Western Mass bouncing back up. 9.1 cents per gallon over the past week and a half. Gas prices in Springfield have risen to an average of $3.65, the cheapest station in Springfield at $3.34 a gallon, and the most expensive station, $3.89. Highest price in the state was $4.99. That's a difference of about $1.70. Well, this is the summer of Barbie, isn't it? Everything is Barbie right now. And you'll find Barbie Land, it's underway now, at the Springfield Museums. So to mark the last day at the museum's 6-week summer spectacular family-friendly programming, the Springfield Museums are hosting Barbie Day, featuring an array of fun, interactive activities for kids and kids at heart. You can pose for pictures in the Barbie box or near her pink car. Make your own sunnies, friendship bracelets, Barbie buttons, or Barbie dream houses. Create a masterpiece with sidewalk chalk. Delight in Mr. Vinny's big bubble masterpieces and the infectiously fun music of the Toe Jam Puppet Band. And if you join the Springfield Museums on Barbie Day, you get $10 off your membership with discount code BARB10. This applies to new memberships. All Barbie-themed events are part of Summer Spectacular, free with admission. Pat Sullivan and Aquatics Director Joseph Federico have announced that the Forest Park Swimming Pool will remain open right on through Sunday, August 20. The Forest Park pools open every day of the week from 11 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. City residents who wish to participate in the free summer public swimming at the Springfield Pool and do not have a valid pool pass must pre-register, then get a free pool photo ID. Each member of the family must have an ID card to swim. Back to school, one of the largest spending events for many Western Mass families, second only to the holiday season, Holyoke Mall retailers are helping back-to-school shoppers double their discounts and save across the center this sales tax holiday. The mall will be open 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Saturday, August 12, and 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Sunday, August 13. Department store, restaurant, entertainment venue hours may vary. Families across the state are expected to take advantage of the 6.25% sales tax exemption on most retail items valued up to $2,500. Now this year, 96% of back-to-school shoppers, K through 12, plan to shop for school supplies, 95% for clothing, and 94% for shoes, while 86% of back-to-school shoppers plan to shop for clothing and accessories, 81% for food items, and 68% for electronics or computer equipment. Students and teachers can enjoy year-round discounts and find more back-to-school sales at HoyokeMall.com. Mercy Medical Center leaders and supporters gather to unveil a sculpture by philanthropist and renowned local artist Harold Grinspoon. The sculpture, entitled Nature's Harp, is installed in the main lobby, offering a calming influence for patients and visitors entering the hospital. The event included a blessing by the Most Reverend William Byrne, Bishop of Springfield. In Westfield, K-9 Officer Aris passed away earlier this week, with his handler, retired Officer Steve Carrington, by his side. They both served our community as a team with dignity, poise, and respect for many years, according to the Westfield Police Department. From the Westfield Police Department on their social media post, quote, "It was a loss to our city when Aris had to retire, and we're deeply saddened by his passing. Enjoy your time at Rainbow Bridge Acres, Aris," unquote. A Massachusetts State Police trooper recently conducted a traffic stop in South Boston of a Mercedes-Benz who was driving in the HOV lane. The driver attempted to replicate a second passenger. She had strapped in a mannequin, according to the State Police Association of Massachusetts. HOV, of course, means high occupancy vehicle lanes, which are to be used for carpooling, two or more passengers that help cut down on travel time. In Massachusetts, HOV lanes are located on I-93 north of Boston and on the Southeast Expressway, so trying to use a mannequin or any other facsimile, our advice to you is don't try it. Well, this Sunday in the geographic heart of the city and region's Italian-American communities, an event long absent will take place, the Italian Fest, Maria S.S. dell'Assunta. A special mass will be conducted at 10:30 a.m. at Our Lady of Mount Carmel Church, 123 William Street in Springfield South. And now immediately after the mass, a procession will take place with a statue of Mary, carried from the church through neighborhood streets to the Mount Carmel Parish Center next door. At 4 p.m., a traditional Italian feast will be held, open to the public. Food, music, remarks. Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno, Hampden County Sheriff Nick Cochi, and Hampden County District Attorney Anthony Galluni are scheduled to attend, among others. The celebration was long a staple of the celebration of the region's Italian heritage, and no one can accurately recall when the last event was held by the Assunta Society, but organizers have noted that it may be a long 40 years or more ago. Well, have a wonderful time, and mangia, mangia. Thank you very much for being with us on our program. Great to have you here, and I eagerly look forward to you being with us again on our next program. You are cordially invited to listen to all of our shows here at Pioneer Valley Radio and turn some friends on to them so that they can find out what's going on here in Western Mass. If it is going on, it's going on Pioneer Valley Radio. Be well. I'm Brad Shepherd, and we will talk again.
Proceeding was a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2023.
All rights reserved.